7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the beauties that exists within the Shi'i school of thought is that there are certain traditions within our traditional books, that is the books of hadith, the books of narrations, that scholars have put extra effort on. That this tradition is something that needs to be explained further. So what have the scholars done? The scholars have taken that one tradition and have expounded on it, have done a shar on it, an exposition on it. There are many different types of hadith. Maybe, inshallah, there is one particular one from Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. But there are many other books that we see in Arabic or in Persian. And alhamdulillah, now they are starting to write and starting to share of a hadith in English or to translate some of these academic and seminal works that have been written in Arabic or in Farsi and present it to the English-speaking world. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is based on one of these types of books, that it is a particular book that focuses on one tradition and expounds and explains that particular tradition. The tradition in question is the tradition known as the Hadith of Unwan al-Basri. The tradition that regards Unwan al-Basri is a very profound and beautiful tradition, and we will give a very brief explanation of this tradition in our next segment, along with introducing the book, inshallah, to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled originally in Farsi as Bandagiya Haqiqi wa Haqiqat Ilm. And this has been translated as True Servitude and the Reality of Knowledge, an insightful commentary on the narration of Unwan al-Basri. It was written originally in Persian by Ayatollah Muhammad Baqir Tahriri, hafizahullah, translated into English by Kazim Bojani, and edited by a friend, Brother Muhammad Mehdi Qasim Ali. So this book basically dwells into explaining this particular tradition of Unwan al-Basri. But before I get into that, this book was published in the year 2020. So anyway, this book, which was published by Hidden Treasure Publications, deals with narrating a particular tradition. Now, this tradition is one that is famous. However, there is some controversy regarding it, but we will not get into that. The reason why it's not, because many great scholars have put emphasis on this tradition and they have explained it. Many insightful scholars have done it. This particular one is one that is, alhamdulillah, has been written. Many scholars just speak about it, and unfortunately, it remains a spoken word, or the word did not get out to other people. So the hadith of Unwan al-Basri is this, is that there was a person by the name of Unwan who was a student of the Sunni faqih that we all know, or one of the four Sunni faqihs by the name of Malik. So this person was a student of Malik for a very long time, until one day he realizes that he has to go and find knowledge somewhere else, and he ends up at the door of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Anyway, a dialogue kind of occurs between these two individuals. On a few occasions before the dialogue occurs, the Imam does not allow him to see him. This person goes to the grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeks tawassul and intercession, and asks the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make the heart of Imam Sadiq soft and accept him of him. Anyway, he goes back, he does see the Imam. Eventually the Imam invites him into his home, he prays for him, and then he tells him a few certain important points. One tradition, many important points, and from those important points scholars have expounded on. And this is the only meeting between these two individuals, that is Unwan al-Basri and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So inshallah, for the benefit of our dear listeners, we will be reading a portion of this particular exposition of this tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to Unwan al-Basri for the benefit of us all inshallah. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear brothers and sisters is titled True Servitude and the Reality of Knowledge, a translation of the exposition of the hadith or the tradition of Unwan al-Basri that was written originally in Farsi by Ayatollah Muhammad Baqir Tahriri, translated by Kazim Bojani. And for the benefit of us all, we'll be reading a portion of this book, so hopefully, inshallah, we can benefit. Types of Tawassul to the Awliya of Religion, peace be upon them. By observing the conduct of the folk of Gnosis, Ahl al-Ma'rifah, we come to understand that there are three overall types of Tawassul one can perform to the Holy Station of the Infallibles, peace be upon them. That is the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Through these three, the Urafa, that is the Gnostics or the mystics, would show their reverence to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, peace be upon them, and would cause the ocean of their mercy to pour down upon them. So again, three levels of tawassul will be mentioned. The first level, outward tawassul. This type of tawassul is carried out in the form of religious rituals. Examples of its manifestation are organizing weekly morning sessions, azadari, participating in gatherings of joy and mourning for the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and mentioning their virtues and their teachings and the oppression meted out to them by their enemies. Ziyarah of the noble shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, while in a state of humility, is also an example of this type of tawassul. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says in this regard, "The breath of a person aggrieved for us, anguish at the oppression done to us, is Allah's glorification, and his concern for our affair is worship." Similarly, it is mentioned from the Imam, "One who reads one verse of poetry about us," that is the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, "Allah the Exalted builds a house for him in the garden," that is paradise, Jannah. It is written in the biography of the great Arif and philosopher Mullah Sadra, "One of the regular activities of Mullah Sadra was to undertake difficult journeys to the Hajj, Mecca, and the land of Hijaz, the ziyarah of the sacred graves of Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, the third Imam, Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him, and the other martyrs of Karbala in Iraq. In this manner, seven times he journeyed to perform ziyarah and the Hajj. It was during his last such journey that he passed away in Iraq because of an illness and was buried there." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit from the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, to inculcate their knowledge and their teachings within ourselves, to practice upon them, and hopefully, inshallah, to teach them to others. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.